By Willis Cooper, and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please, for today is called Where Do You Get Your Ideas? All I said to him was, Where do you get your ideas? And look what he did to me. I came in this bar and I sat down quiet by myself. And I said to the bartender, Charlie, make me a dry Manhattan and put two olives in it. So I had my dry Manhattan, then I had another, and I began to look around. There wasn't anybody else in the bar but this skinny little guy in a corduroy shirt sitting down at the other end of the bar drinking ginger ale and talking kind of to Charlie. So I got interested. Yeah, there's in the bar. And I took my drink and I walked up the end of the bar and sat down alongside the guy. He didn't pay any attention.
I don't see very well.
And I listened, and what they was talking about was radio. So I'm very interested in radio. I got a set that Rudy made for me, and it's the finest set you ever saw. If there's anything I like, it's a good radio set. Well, in a minute, I discovered they weren't talking about radio sets. And they were talking about radio programs. Then I really do get interested. So I said to Charlie, give my friend a drink, meaning the guy in there.
I didn't want a drink. If I want a drink, I can buy it myself.
I didn't want a drink, so I just sat there and listened to him talk. Say, it was awfully interesting. It's all about people in radio, you know. People you hear singing and saying things and acting and all that, and laughs about things that happened. They were especially interesting to me because I am such a radio fan, see? So I was listening with all my ears. But they don't pay any
attention. Who is this creep, Charlie?
So I can't stand it any longer, and I say to the fella in the corduroy shirt, I say, you in radio, mister?
You want another dry Manhattan, Tom?
Sure, Charlie. Only my name's not Tom, it's Basil. B-A-S-I-L, like Basil Rathbone in the movies. Sure, I'll have another dry Manhattan. You in radio, mister?
Yeah, he's in radio.
Leave the man answer the question, Charlie.
He don't like to talk.
He's talking to you.
I'm not a stranger.
Well, I'm not either. My name's Basil Gitlift, mister. Glad to meet you.
Thanks.
You're in radio, mister?
Yes. Here's your drink, Tom.
Basil, Charlie, not Tom.
Why do you call him Tom, Charlie? His name's Basil, he says.
Too hard to remember names at a bar. Everybody's either Tom or George to me.
How do you tell them apart?
All the good guys are George.
I see.
What do you do in radio, mister?
I write, Tom.
Stories?
Yeah. Charlie, give me another ginger ale, will you? With a little lemon peel this time.
It's a deal.
Well, what kind of stories?
Fantastic stories, I guess.
I think I'll have a little ginger ale myself.
Like murder stories?
Sometimes. Charlie, what time is it?
Pretty near closing time.
That's what I figured.
I sure like murder stories.
I'm getting tired.
So am I.
Could I ask you a personal question, mister?
They're off at Hialeah.
I've been expecting it.
Sure.
I said, could I ask you a personal question, mister?
Well?
I was just wondering,
where do you get your ideas? I just think of it.
Do you?
Sometimes he gets ideas about people that talk to strangers in bars. Strangers that don't want to be talked to.
Do you?
Sometimes.
I can tell you some murder stories.
Could you?
Yeah, I sure could.
He knows some murder stories.
Oh, but I could tell you true murder stories.
Look, Tom, for a nickel you can buy a morning paper, and it's full of true murder stories. Want another guy in Manhattan?
Sure. Not good true murder stories like I can tell.
Look, Basil, did you ever murder anybody?
Me? Not so much from Luke Chopper.
Yeah, you. Did you ever murder anybody?
Sure.
You think the Dodgers have got a chance this year?
I like Casey Stengel. He looks like Gertrude Stein.
He knows more about baseball than she does.
I murdered a woman.
He's been in it longer.
I murdered a woman.
Congratulations.
Well, I did.
When?
Well, tonight.
That's so.
And last night. And the night before and last Thursday.
Keeps you busy, doesn't it?
You'll run out of women, Basil.
No, this is the same one. She won't stay there.
Where is she?
Out in the lobby.
You mind if I go look and call the cops?
Make me another dry in Manhattan before you go.
I'll make it when I come back.
Don't leave me alone here with the murderer, Charlie.
Oh, I won't hurt you, mister.
Thanks.
Hurry up, Charlie. I want another dry Manhattan.
I'll be right back.
Is he going out to look for her? Really?
I think he's going to look for Manuel.
Who's Manuel?
Manuel's the bouncer.
He won't find her.
Her? Manuel's the him.
No, I mean the woman I murdered.
Oh. Listen, Mac, you oughtn't to drink so many of those things.
These? Oh, they don't hurt me.
You keep on drinking them that way, and the first thing you know, you will murder somebody.
Oh, I do.
Do what?
Murder people.
Okay, have it your way. Find her, Charlie?
You kidding? There's nobody out there.
You didn't think you'd find anybody, did you?
No.
You kidding? I could have told you that, but you didn't ask me. Can I have that dry in Manhattan now, please?
This will have to be the last one, Tom. I'm running out of alley.
I'm Basil. Well, if you'd stop eating them yourself, there'd be enough left for me.
Company girls.
What?
You got another customer.
Yes, ma'am?
I'll have a beer, please.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Basil.
One beer. Well, like I was saying...
You got blood on your shoes.
Oh, sure.
Beer isn't very cold.
Stop squawking about the beer, Helen.
It's my throat.
No, drink it.
Look, leave the lady alone, will you?
Me?
You.
I don't mind it.
This fellow here is the writer, Helen. He writes for the radio.
Pleased to meet you.
Good evening.
He writes stories about murder and things.
How nice.
Thanks.
Just telling about us, Basil.
I was just starting to.
He doesn't want to hear.
I want another ginger ale.
Tell her about us, Basil.
She's the woman I murdered. But she doesn't stay murdered.
Another beer, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like being murdered, ma'am?
All right.
I was asking him where he got his ideas.
Where does he get them?
Yeah, he just dreams them up, I guess. Don't you?
Sure.
You ever write a story about people on the moon?
He wouldn't know about people on the moon.
There aren't any people on the moon. Charlie, give me one more ginger ale for the road.
Okay.
I saw people on the moon. Aren't there, Basil?
Millions of them. Animals, too.
Sure. Aren't you write a story about people on the moon?
I don't know anything about people on the moon.
Basil does.
Sure.
Tell him, Basil. I like to hear about people on the moon.
Well, they got two heads.
A piece?
Sure. Two heads apiece.
And they got four arms.
Four arms must be handy.
Yeah, they are. Four arms and two heads.
I'm going to bed.
No, stay and hear about the people on the moon.
Some other time. No, have another ginger ale. No, I'll buy you a ginger ale.
I have to get up early in the morning.
No, I want to tell you about the people on the moon.
I don't want to hear about the people on the moon, Tom.
Well, I want to tell them about
it. No, leave him alone, Dad.
I won't do it. But listen, friend,
I'm not your friend.
I can give you a great story about people on the moon.
He doesn't want to hear about them, Basil.
You shut up. There's people on the moon, see? They got four arms and two heads. And they have all kinds of fun.
Way off, Tom.
You can't talk to him like this.
Didn't I tell you to shut up?
You leave him alone.
Shut up or I'll murder you again.
Now, listen. This is a nice, quiet bar. And nice, quiet people come in here.
Well, I'm quiet.
You're going to be a lot quieter after the cops come and take you away.
You see, Basil, I told you.
I told you to shut up or I'll kill you.
That does it, Basil. Outside.
No, he's starting things. He's getting thrown out.
Did you hear me?
Look, Basil, let's calm down, shall we?
No.
Some other time you and I'll sit down and you can tell me all about the people on the moon and on Mars and everywhere, huh?
I don't know anything about the people on Mars. I don't even know if there are any people on Mars.
Come on, Basil, let's go home.
It's nice, folks.
I'm not afraid of you, you big bum.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. If I tell what I know about you...
You won't lift yourself.
How fast, you...
What?
I said pay your check and get out of here. $2.68.
You think I ain't got the money, huh? Well, look at that.
Oh, Basil, don't throw your money around that way.
Listen, babe, I got just about enough for you.
You want me to throw you out of here?
Go on, throw him out.
Listen, I told you I've had about enough of you.
Lay out of here.
No, no.
I told you to shut up. Let another guy Manhattan.
Tired.
Me too. I don't like coroners, juries, and courts and that stuff. You want another ginger ale?
If I was a drinking man, I'd have a double one. You hear anything? They found him yet?
No. He sure disappeared, didn't he?
They'll catch him.
Sure. He's not. He is. Quiet tonight.
Noise here, Mr. Whitesmith.
I thought that fellow up at the coroner's jury was going to say we killed him.
Tough guy.
Well, she's dead all right this time.
What?
The girl. That Helen. Said she wouldn't stay dead.
He's no urine and fruitcake.
He sure disappeared.
Well, you'd disappear if you murdered somebody.
He was just coming around the bar.
Go on, you were under the bar.
Well, he was under the stool.
Sure.
And I looked up and he was gone.
They'll find him.
I hope so.
Kind of a nice looking girl.
I never did get paid for those beers.
He put some money on the bar.
Wasn't enough.
Too bad.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Me too.
Not used to murder.
Then I have a dime, Manhattan, Charlie.
Where did you come from?
Don't you know the cops are looking for you?
Sure. Can I have the dry Manhattan not too much removed?
Listen.
Make it a double. I'm thirsty.
Listen.
Well,
you.
Oh, hello there. I didn't recognize you. Mind if I sit down by you?
Thanks.
Hiya. Me, huh? I'm all right. How's the ideas tonight?
Listen, don't start that again.
I was starting to tell you about the people on the moon last night when we was interrupted. How about that double dry Manhattan, Charlie?
You're not going to get any double Manhattan here, Tom.
A basil, like a basil restaurant. Why not?
I'm not going to get in any jam.
You won't get in any jam. I'll be out of here before the cops come. If they do come.
If they do come.
They'll drag you out of here. Think first.
Nah, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
But what for?
What for?
Oh, you mean Helen.
What Helen?
I don't worry about her.
Johnny.
Listen.
Johnny.
What?
Come here a minute.
What about you?
I'll be all right.
Okay. Double Manhattan, did you say?
Dry Manhattan.
Okay.
Helen always makes me so mad. You know her pretty well?
Well, I've murdered her 5 times now.
That's up?
Sure.
That's fine, Charlie.
Hey, where are you going?
I have to see him.
Well, hurry back. I'll be needing another dry Manhattan.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah, sure is a puzzle to me where you get your ideas.
It is, huh?
That sure is. How you think of these things every week, it's by me.
It's just like laying bricks.
I never laid bricks. Say, I sure wish you'd write a story about the moon.
About those people with four arms and two heads?
You remember that, didn't you?
Remember it. Lay down.
They just drink.
Drink what?
Dry Manhattan.
I see. What else could they do?
I should want to hear about them.
Sure.
Well, they know how to travel through space.
They do.
Sure. They come down to Earth all the time.
Many of them?
I bet you there's hundreds of people from the moon right here on Earth right now.
That's so. Charlie, it's sure taking a long time.
It sure is. I want another drink.
Dry Manhattan like the people on the moon drink.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Charlie!
Yeah, Charlie! Must be in a phone book or something.
I guess so. Tell me more about these people on the moon. Four arms, you said.
Yeah, four arms.
What do they do when they come down to Earth?
Murder people.
So?
Oh, sure. They think it's fun.
Good fun.
Yeah, they come down here kind of on vacation to murder people.
Must be interesting.
It's very. You see, you can't murder people on the moon.
Why not?
They don't die.
How long does it take to get here from the moon, do you suppose?
About 20 minutes.
Oh?
Sure. Tomorrow's the atomic energy. You pull a little thing on one of your arms, and you twist a little button, and you take a deep breath. And boom. Earth.
Hey, Charlie!
Hey, get these busy.
Yeah. Yeah, and murder's fun, though. Especially when you don't get to do it much.
I suppose.
You think I'm crazy?
What?
I bet you think I'm crazy.
Oh, no.
I'm not. That Helen, she's a pain in the neck.
That why you murdered her?
That's why I always murder her.
Oh. Do you murder other people, too?
Why, I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Have you got any customers picked out?
No. I've just been looking around.
I see.
Helen makes me so mad, though, sometimes. I have to murder her.
Are you sure I murdered her last night?
I got mad.
Tell me some more about the moon people.
Well, the reason Helen won't stay dead is she's from the moon.
She is.
Sure.
She hasn't got four arms.
Sure she has. She keeps one pair covered up under her blouse.
What about two heads?
Well, she's got another head. She pulls her hat open.
She does.
Sure.
Well, Charlie, where have you been, Charlie? Hey, Charlie.
Believe.
What are you talking about?
That's moon language, Charlie. It means I want another dry Manhattan.
Oh.
Hurry up. I gotta get out of here.
Get out of here? Oh, no, Basil. Stick around. But the evening hasn't started yet.
Oh, I gotta get out of here. I got a date.
Oh, let her wait. Have a nice big drink. It's on the house.
No, I gotta go.
That looks good, Charlie. That's fine.
Fine. Oh, I got a date.
I'll buy you one, Basil.
Well,
sure, make him a double again, Charlie.
Well, thanks. I am hungry.
The cops will be here in 10 minutes.
If we can hold on to him.
What did you say?
I said stay another 10 minutes.
He was telling me all about the people on the moon, Charlie.
Very interesting, no doubt.
Oh, sure. They murder people.
How fascinating.
That's what he said. Well, thanks. He's looking at you.
I'll have another ginger ale, Charlie.
Where do you put them all?
Well, thanks. I gotta go. I got a date.
Who you got a date with, Basil?
Helen?
You forgot something.
What?
You knocked her off here last night.
Oh, that was last night.
Right here. Remember?
Sure I remember, but that was last night.
What's the time?
Only 8 minutes now.
Have another dry Manhattan, Basil.
Well, I really oughtn't to. I
sure. Go on.
Sure, go on, Basil.
Helen.
I thought you'd be here, Basil.
I was just leaving. Wasn't I, Charlie?
He was just having one for the road. Listen, where did you come from?
Up in the moor.
But you're a dame.
Wanna have a beer, Helen?
I love her.
But listen, Helen.
Yes?
We saw you at the coroner's inquest.
Such a bore.
You're not dead?
No.
But we saw you.
You had a hole in your head.
Sure. Me?
Hurry up and drink your beer, Helen. We'll be late.
I'm hurrying. Well, don't get impatient, Dad.
You want me to kill you again?
No.
Well, I will if you don't hurry up.
2 minutes, Charlie.
Oh, boy.
Who is that gal?
I think it's the same one.
Well, it can't be.
Sure it is. Ain't you, Helen?
Ain't I what?
You.
Surely.
Well, how? How?
She's from the moon, Charlie. She can't die.
Is that so?
You know what I think, Basil?
What?
I ain't got an idea.
I know. The cops are coming. But we'll be gone before they get here.
That isn't what I'm thinking.
What's that?
Why, I've got an idea Helen really is from the moon.
Are you nutty, too?
No, I'm not nutty. I just got an idea.
What?
What?
Why, I've got an idea that you're from the moon, too, Basil.
And I just walked over to this fellow in a corduroy shirt, and I picked up my drink with one hand, and I stuck out another and shook hands with him, and I put another hand on his shoulder, and with the other hand, I poked him in the ribs. Why, I said, where do you get your ideas? And look what he did to me. He smacked me with a ginger ale bottle. And if I didn't have had two heads, he might have knocked me cold.